Brandy, get over here now. There's a dead guy in one of my guest rooms. Julia Richard dropped that bomb on me when she called at 5:55 a.m. and then simply hung up. I arrived at the Canal Street guest house at 6:20 a.m. on the humid April morning, let myself in downstairs through the kitchen at the rear of the building. I knew the 4-digit code on the back door, designed for guests to let themselves in after 11 p.m., when Julia locked the front doors and headed upstairs. I found Julia standing over a dead man in one of her guest rooms. She looked like she just stepped out of the shower and was dressed for the day. One might think this her normal appearance, except for her blood-covered hands. The dead guy was nude, face down, lying diagonally across an antique 4-poster bed. One leg of the bed was broken, causing the bed and body to tilt headfirst at a 45-degree angle. He had a gash in the back of his skull. Blood was everywhere, all over the sheets and the oriental rug on the floor. Handprints and footprints of blood were on the phone, the bedposts, and the dead guy. Looking around the room, I couldn't help but wonder why I would be the first person thought of after witnessing this tableau. My name is Brandy Alexander, and I have lived in New Orleans all of my life. My dad and his rogue brother, Uncle Andrew, thought of my name while in a bar waiting for me to arrive at Baptist Hospital. The more they drank, the more they convinced themselves that a great New Orleans name for a girl with the last name Alexander would be Brandy. So, just like that, my dad inked it on the birth certificate before my mother had a say, and she has never missed an opportunity to remind me that I have a stripper's name ever since. Like I had something to do with it. My burden in life is a Southern Catholic mother who believes that I am somehow responsible for everything that goes wrong in the world. I can't believe this is happening on the first day I'm open, Julia whined when I walked in. I can't believe it's happening at all. Have you called the police or just me? My stomach was knotting up as I mentally indexed things I touched in the mansion during recent visits here to help Julia. No, Brandy, do not call the police, she said without taking her eyes off the dead guy. Who do you want to call? It's a dead body. What do you think you can do with it? Sneak it over the fence into the cemetery next door? You have to call the police. I froze in mid-reach for the phone in the room when I again saw that it was covered in bloody fingerprints. Is this the phone you used to call me? Yes, she stood in front of it, blocking me from picking it up. You didn't kill him, did you?